சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா. ஓம். Page 37, verse 46. விபாவயேதேகமனன்யசாதனஃ
லார்ட் ராமா டாக்கிங் அபவுட் நிதித்யாசனம், சமாதி அபியாச ரூப நிதித்யாசனம் நோன் ஆஸ் கான்டெம்ப்ளேஷன் ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் எசிமிலேஷன் ஆஃப் த என்டயர் டீச்சிங். தோஸ் சாதனாஸ் ஆர் மென்ஷன்ட் இன் தீஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ். எவ்ரி சாதகா, த சீக்கர் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா, ஹேஸ் டு spend a quality time for the purpose of contemplation. Otherwise, the scriptural listening remain as an information. It cannot give phalam. Jnana phalam is that in which we enjoy a mind with full of satisfaction, with full of purnatvam, without any limitation. There is tremendous relaxation the person enjoys in that assimilation. Person enjoy that tranquility, complete tranquility, tremendous, a source of joy one can derive from one's own nature. That is the real prashantata, that is the real tranquility, that is real leisure, calmness. All other leisures, calmness, quietude are only relative. Even if you want to say perfect health, if you want to feel that jnana avastha only, which is not an avastha really speaking, if you want to get maximum health, that is the best relaxation where you enjoy. Because of that tranquility, because of that status of mind, where there is no anxiety, stress, tension, naturally mind is so, you know, balanced condition, naturally that will also, the impact, the influence falls on the body. So that jnani enjoys health also, maximum health, because of that mental tranquility, which a tranquility born out of knowledge, that is a wonderful state of mind. For that phalam, one has to start this type of samadhi abhyasa rupa nidityasanam, that is ashtanga yoga, highly recommended. Yama, niyama, those don'ts, do's and don'ts are very, very important. Following ahimsa, satyam, asteyam, brahmacharyam, aparigraham. I am not going to enumerate కేర్ ఆఫ్ 6th చాప్టర్ భగవద్గీత. సంతోష శౌచ సంతోష తపస్సు స్వాధ్యాయ ఈశ్వర ప్రణిధానం, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు జస్ట్ రికలెక్ట్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్, లివ్ ఇన్ దోస్ యమ నియమాస్. దట్ ఈస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద సాధన. దెన్ ఆసన, సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ పొజిషన్, ఆసన బాడీ స్థితి, దేహస్థితి ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇన్ సమాధి అభ్యాస రూప నిధిధ్యాసనం. ఇన్ ద 6th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత ధ్యానయోగ, ఐ గేవ్ దోస్ ప్రిపరేటరీ స్టెప్స్ ఫర్ మెడిటేషన్. దోస్ స్టెప్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్, దేశస్థితి, కాలస్థితి, ఇంద్రియస్థితి, ఆసనస్థితి, మనస్థితి, బుద్ధిస్థితి, లైక్ దోస్ స్టెప్స్ ఐ హ్యావ్ గివెన్. ఆల్ దోస్ స్టెప్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో వైల్ డూయింగ్ కాంటెంప్లేషన్. దట్ దేశస్థితి, లార్డ్ రామా సేస్ యాజ్ వివిక్త. వివిక్త మీన్స్ వివిక్త దేశే అని అర్థం. ఇన్ సాలిట్యూడ్, వన్ హ్యాస్ టు రిమైన్ ఇన్ సాలిట్యూడ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ కంపెనీ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. అలోన్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు సిట్ క్వయట్లీ టు మాస్టికేట్ ఆర్ టు మంచ్ ఆర్ టు రికలెక్ట్ ద ఎంటైర్ టీచింగ్. వివిక్త దేశ, ఏకాంత స్థలం ఇత్యర్థ. దిస్ ఈస్ దేశస్థితి. కాల యూ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై వెన్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ క్వాలిటేటివ్లీ అవైలబుల్. దట్ ఈస్ ద బెస్ట్ టైమ్ ఫర్ మెడిటేషన్ ఆర్ కాంటెంప్లేషన్. కాలస్థితి, వాట్ ఈస్ ద బెస్ట్ టైమ్ ఫర్ మెడిటేషన్ మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మముహూర్త శాస్త్రాసీస్. బట్ బ్రహ్మముహూర్త ఈజ్ నాట్ సూటబుల్ ఫర్ మీ, బికాస్ గెటింగ్ అప్ ఎర్లీ మార్నింగ్ ఎట్ 4 o'clock అండ్ డూయింగ్ మెడిటేషన్ కాంటెంప్లేషన్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. Therefore, we say whenever your mind is qualitatively available is the best time. Therefore, kala sthiti also you can apply. Asinaha, sitting in a proper posture. Asinaha, either padmasana or swastikasana or any comfortable posture, sukhasana. All these are not possible, sit in the chair. But don't lie down, okay? It's not reclining position. That's why asinaha. Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, ajina kushottaram, like that soft asanam you can arrange yourself. Sit on that every day. Asina. Shastra is telling, ప్రకరణ గ్రంథాసు ఉపనిషత్స్ అండ్ భగవద్గీత, లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ టెల్లింగ్ డూ కాంటెంప్లేషన్, డూ మెడిటేషన్. హౌ మెనీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఇంప్లిమెంటింగ్ ఈజ్ ద క్వశ్చన్. ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఈజ్ లిసనింగ్ అబౌట్ ధ్యానం నిధిధ్యాసనం, బట్ హౌ మెనీ సీకర్స్ ఆర్ ఇంప్లిమెంటింగ్ ఈజ్ ద క్వశ్చన్. వితౌట్ ఇంప్లిమెంటేషన్, అన్ ఔన్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఈజ్ superior than tons of theory. Everyone of us knows how much time we are giving. Asinaha. Then indriya sthiti, uparatendriyaha, withdrawn of sense organs, withdrawing the sense organs from the external objects. Uparatendriyaha means uparati of sampan, ashtanga yoga. Uparatendriyaha, may you not allow your sense organs, panchajnanendriyani, panchakarmendriyani, at least 20 minutes maximum. We are not asking to do, Lord Rama is not asking us to do 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. At least every day 20 minutes maximum, 10 minutes minimum. Can't you spend that time for your own sake? If you have more time, you can continue later. But daily make point of it, that 10 minutes minimum, maximum 20 minutes. If you make that for few months, few years, you see the tremendous impact. Try at least a trial. If you do that, tremendous impact you can observe. Then after Uparatendriya, these are all the sadhanas to be done in Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. So Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam, while sitting a particular time at particular place, you have to follow all these instructions. Withdraw your senses. Later, Vinirjitatma, up to Uparatendriya we saw in the last class. Now, the second line onwards, we have to see today. Vinirjitatma means withdrawing the mind from the external objects. Mastering the one's own mind. Disciplining the mind. That is why Ashtanga Yoga is nothing but Chitta Vritti Nirodhaha Yogaha. Mastery on one's own mind is called Yogaha. That is real yoga. Mastery on one's own mind. Mind has to listen whatever you say. We should not go behind the mind as it goes. Therefore, mind is in our control. Vinirjit Atma. Atma means here, mind. Withdrawn mind. A mind that which is withdrawn. From what? From all objects. From all other thoughts. Pratyaya ekatanata dhyanam nar. Only vijatiya pratyaya anantarita sajatiya pratyaya pravahaha. Only one thought. One thought. Ajyadharaya srotasasamam sarala chintanam viralatah param. Viralatah means what? Vijatiya pratyaya. Saralataha means sajatiya pratyaya. May you entertain that atmakara vritti in artham. Once your mind is withdrawn, the mind is what? It has to hold something. It has to withdrawn from anatma vishayam. It has to hold on to atma vishayam. What is atma? Nityaha, satyam, muktaha, all these features of atma. Ekaha, aprameyaha, swaprakashaha, sarvagataha. All those second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, seven features of atma visa. Sankhya Yoga, long, long ago. Three times we saw here itself in this Tinagar course. We saw three times, first two courses, then second time in Bhashyam. We saw Atma Lakshanams. Vinirjita Atma, once the mind is withdrawn and the mind holds to that Atmakara Vritti, Sat Chit Ananda Atma Swarupam. Vimalantara Ashayaha. Next, you have to entertain. Ashayaha means antakkaranam. Vimala means anxiety free. Mala rahitam vimala. What is mala? Anxiety, stress, tension is called malam. How to wash off? Only contemplation. You sit in contemplation, that mind, restless mind, stressful mind, anxious mind, wavering mind, all will go away. Such a mind is unfit for assimilation. I told you in the previous classes, world is dead to me, I am dead to the world. Total engrossed. Therefore they compare Baka Dhyanam. Baka means crane. When the crane wants to catch a fish in the waters, it stands on one leg. And how it looks? Somewhere some fish comes, immediately it catch and take. They want to show that much concentration one must have. Baka Dhyanam. Baka is not doing Dhyanam. Like Baka. Baka need not do Dhyanam. Baka does only fish Dhyanam. Okay. The baka means the crane in the water, standing on one leg, opening one eye. With one eye it catches. Why all these examples they give? For human beings, they give that examples of birds, animals, how that cow masticate its cud, bringing back to the mouth and masticating. By that masticating the cud, cow is not going to get moksha. Okay, like cow, you have to bring the whole teaching to your mind and you have to dwell upon. All these examples are very beautiful. Another example they give, the eagle which is moving in the space, sky, it wants to catch the prey, either rat or any bird. All these, they from the top it sees and comes within fraction of seconds and catch and go away. What a powerful vision, you see. What a powerful focusing capacity. If I have such a capacity in the class, such a powerful focusing capacity if I have, I have to see only my guru. Like Arjuna, you know. Arjuna also, that example also they give. All these stories, what for? To improve our concentration. To improve our concentration. So that Arjuna's concentration power is so high. Like that, when we sit in the class, when we are doing meditation, contemplation, we have to maintain such a mind. In spite of household problems, in spite of bodily some uneasiness, I have to go beyond all of them. That means how much interest I must have upon that Atma Vidya, how much interest I must have. You require a tremendous Shraddha and that interest. Very important. Vimalanta Rashayaha, stress-free mind, Shuddha Antahkaranam. An anxiety-free mind is called pure mind. That is why I said Niyamas, Santosha, Shaucha, cleanliness and satisfaction, contentment. A mind which has got contentment. I am content, Swamini, for my family members' sake. Why for family members' sake? You have to do lot of prayers. That means I have not understood Brahman properly, anartha. Brahman is Purnaha. I am Brahman, everyone is Brahman, everything is Brahman. Where is the question of dissatisfaction with regard to anything in the world? Therefore, I am free from anxiety for regarding myself, regarding family members, regarding anything in the world. I am free from anxiety. Vimalantarashayaha. That is why antarashayaha means antahkaranam manartham. Antarashayaha means what? Antahkaranam. Without any anxiety, worry, tension, all this. Then what we have to do after doing this way, after sitting quietly, withdrawing the sense organs, withdrawing the mind and making the mind so calm and quiet, then vibhavayet. Ekam ananya sadhanaha. Vibhavayet ekam. Vibhavayet means contemplate. May you contemplate. May you contemplate. Ekam, may you contemplate on one, only one, nothing else. You have to contemplate on what? Soham, Saha, Paramatma, Ahamasmi. After knowing the meaning, I have to focus my mind on the meaning, Artha. I have to focus my mind on the meaning. Not just saying verbally, loudly, soham, 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 it will become shokam later. So, soham, saha, paramatma, aham, I am, or aham, brahma, asmi, prajnanam, brahma, ayam, atma, brahma, ekam atmanam vibhavayet. May you contemplate on one atma without any other sadhanas. Ananya sadhanaha. Without any other sadhanas. Other sadhanas means previously we have recommended when you were doing karma yoga, upasana yoga, ishwararpana buddhya karma kuru, upasana yoga, ekarupa upasanam, japa, parayanam, manasa japa, manasa parayanam, manasa puja, all these are also sadhanas. These sadhanas we have recommended initial stages of your study. Once you have completed the Shravanam for a length of time, reasonably completed Bhagavad Gita, reasonably completed some Upanishads at least, reasonably completed at least 2-3 Prakarana Grandhas, then you can contemplate, you have a stuff to contemplate. Therefore, you reading your own notes itself is a type of nididhyasana, I said. If you have notes. So, vibhavayet ekam ananya sadhanaha without any other sadhanas. Don't go for this sadhana and that sadhana. Other sadhanas, people continue those sadhanas. Other meditation, objective meditation, in that manasa puja, mental worship, mental parayanam, mental japa, all these are not recommended. Rama japa, Krishna japa, all these are only for sadhakas in the initial stages. Once you are a Vedantic seeker, advanced senior student, advanced means what? Little bit senior students. They can go straight away for Mahavakya Vichara. After Vichara, Mahavakya Dhyanam. That is Ananya Sadhanaha Nartha. Vidu Anya Sadhanas. Why you are go on spending for all those other Dvaita Sadhanas? Saguna Ishvara Sadhanas. When you have come for Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, still holding on to Saguna Ishvara means what? Adiyum Purila, Idiyum Purila Nartha. Saguna Ishvara, what is Saguna Ishvara? Meant for what that dhyanam, what I have done, I have to understand clearly. Edo casual Nirgunam Brahma Patti Padikam Bodhu or Nanna Irka Adhikadha Padikaranna. Nirgunam Brahma Patti Padikaradhu Mattume Illappa. You have to understand it and assimilate it and claim. Nirguna Brahma Jnanam is meant for claiming. Even not only just understanding. It is not only just understanding. Understand and claim. Without claiming, what is mere understanding? What is the use of understanding? Enakku theriyum Brahman is Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupaha. Nanna theriyum. Enna prayojanam? But who you are? You have to claim that Nitya Buddha Shuddha Mukta Swarupa Brahma Ahamasmi. That you have to claim. Claiming or owning up. That is possible only when you drop all other sadhanas which are insignificant. They are only means for Jnana Yoga. What is means, what is end, we should know clearly. Sadhana, sadhya. All karma yoga, upasana yoga, there are aneka sadhanas are there. Aneka sadhana sadhyams. Whereas moksha, eka sadhana sadhyam. What is Mahavakya Jnanam? Eva eka sadhanam. You don't require any other sadhanas for this. But chitta shuddhi sek, ekagrata sek, for concentration, for mental purification, you have tremendous many more sadhanas. Number of sadhanas, aneka sadhana sadhyam. Whereas Atma Jnanam is not aneka sadhana sadhyam. Only eka mahavakya jnanena eva. This we should know. What is the means for moksha? We should know. This is the means, that is the means. No. All the means are only for other chitta shuddhi, jnana yogyata, ekagrata, other things, preparatory steps. But when you come to Mahavakya, this is the only sadhana. Contemplation alone is the sadhanam. Mahavakya assimilation. Then what I have to contemplate upon? Vijnana drik kevalaha atma samsthitaha. You have to contemplate upon one atma swarupam without any other sadhanas. What is that? Vijnana drik. Drik means consciousness. Vijnana means consciousness. Drik means witnessing. Witness consciousness. Witness consciousness. Consciousness that which is the witnesser. The consciousness alone is the witnesser of everything. So vijnana drik witness consciousness. Kevalaha without second entity. I, the consciousness, am the witnesser of every thing in the world. Entire nama rupa is witnessed by me, the consciousness, the awareer, the awareness. I am the witnesser of sounds, I am the witnesser of forms, I am witnesser of colors. I am the witnesser means I am the knower of all objects. Therefore, vijnana drik. How many vijnana driks are there? Only one. Kevalaha. Not Tamil kevala. Kevalaha means secondless. Only one atma is there. That atma in everyone is same. Sat chit ananda swarupam atma kevalaha vijnana drik. Atma samsthitaha. Atmani samstha. Atma samstham, atma samstham manakritva nakinchida vichintayed shanai shanai ruparamet buddhyadhriti grihitaya atma samstham manakritva nakinchida vichintayed. Beautiful shloka. Sixth chapter, entire sixth chapter is like a halwa. It is talking about samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasana. Yasmin sthito na dukkhena gurunapi vichalyate. By remaining which nature, atma swarupam, gurunapi dukkhena. Guruna means not by guru. Okay. Even any amount of pain, that person is not disturbed. Gurunapi dukkhena na vichalyate. So therefore, the person remain in abiding in Atma. Atma samsthitaha. What type of Atma? Adi theriyanu. Atma samsthitaha means before going to abide in Atma, the nature of Atma must be very, very clear. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Ayam Atma brahma. That existence, consciousness, principle which is infinite in nature, that is my original nature. Where is that? Where is that? Don't ask where is it. That you are. Tat tvam asin. Lakshyartha or vachyartha I? Lakshyartha I. OC or RC? OC. Chitta or chidabhasa? Chitta. 100 marks. So that is the way one has to do contemplation. And in some other place, when you are doing contemplation, there are pratibandhas. In Mandukya Upanishad, Gaudapada Acharya presents laye sambodhayet chittam vikshiptam shamayet punaha sakashayam vijaniyat samapraptam na chalayet. Problem is what? When you sit for contemplation, you will get sleep. Layaha. That is one obstacle when you are doing meditation or contemplation. May you not allow laya or sleep. Then vikshepa, mind is wavering. Mind goes here and there when you sit for meditation or contemplation. You have to come out of that vikshepa also. Then kashaya. Kashaya means all vasanas in the mind. They come back and come to surface when you sit quietly. They come to surface and play like rats all the way. Therefore, you have to be very careful when kashaya comes out. Don't carry away by them. Fourth obstacle is rasaswadanam. Rasaswadanam means never addicted to that calmness, quietitude of that the sadhana. Very nice when I sit in that. Therefore, people go on sitting doing meditation all the time. Never get addicted to that. Rasaswadana is another obstacle. Rama didn't say that you have to supply all this. These are all possible. Vignani, pratibandhakani. We have to be very careful when we are doing all these sadhanas. Now, next shloka we read. Shloka 47.
Vishvam yadetat paramatma darshanam. Vilapayedatmani sarvakarane. Purnaschidanandamayo vatishthate. Na veda bahyam na cha kinchidantaram.
One has to do further contemplation, the process, the prakara, the paddhati, how to contemplate. What you have to do exactly when you are practicing contemplation. That's what Lord Rama says here. Etat vishvam, yatu etat vishvam. Whatever the universe you are seeing in front of you. Once Vishwam comes, immediately Dakshinamurti Stotram you can remember. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Thulyam Nijantargatam Pashyannatmani Mayaya Bahirivo Bhutam Yathanidraya. Like that, here the entire universe is nothing but a Nama Rupa Prapancham upon me. The screen like Atma. The screen rolls, do you remember? Often I give that TV screen and the roles, characters. So here with regard to Atma, who is the screen? Atma, I am the screen. Upon which all Nama Rupas are coming and going. So Vishwam, Yadetat Vishwam, Paramatma Darshanam, this Vishwam is Paramatma Darshanam. It is Gocharam. Darshanam means Gocharam. It is available for consciousness to objectify. Paramatma means Chaitanyam, consciousness. Object of Paramatma, entire Vishwam, the world is that for which Paramatma is the illuminator. The world is that for which Paramatma is the illuminator. That means Paramatma is the one who is illumining the entire universe. Illumining means don't think Paramatma is just giving a focusing floodlight upon the world. No. Lending existence and consciousness. That is called illumining. Paramatma illumining the entire universe, that universe which is in front of you. The whole world is the object of consciousness. For me, the consciousness, entire world is an object. Then I the consciousness be what? Subject. What about your body, mind? That is also object. Of course, a proximate object, that's all. World is a remote object. Body, mind is a proximate object. Very close by. Close by. That Paramatma Darshanam, Gocharam, Universe, Nama Rupa, Prapancham, Vilapayet, may you dissolve. May you dissolve. How you have to dissolve? Karyam has to be dissolved into Karanam. Every product has to dissolve into its cause. Vilapayet, Vilapanam means merging, dissolving. Just as the salt doll enters the ocean to see the depth of the ocean. What happened to that salt doll? Salt doll merges in the ocean. Like that, here we are go on seeing body, mind, complex, everything one has to dissolve into its cause. For example, the pot has to dissolve into its cause, clay. Karya nama rupa karane antarlinam bhavati. Ornaments has to merge with vilapanam into gold, its cause. Like that, every product has to merge into its cause. Is this vilapanam? This is the vilapanam? No. You have to see that Vedantic teaching. What is that in Panchakoshas also? One kosha into other kosha, you have to do vilapanam in Taittiriya Upanishad Visa. Here we have to see that Prithivi has got five gunas. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Prithivi is a product. Earth is a product. In that Prithivi, your body also comes. Okay? That Prithivi, which has got five gunas, it has to merge into its cause. What is the cause of earth? Waters. So, earth has to merge into waters, which has got four gunas. Shabda, Rupa, Rasa, that's a Gandha, we should not say. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa. Earth is having five gunas, Gandha also. Once earth has merged into waters, Gandha has gone, earth has gone. So, water is there. Now, water has to merge into its cause, which has got three gunas. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, that is Agni. Jalam has to do vilapanam. We have to do mentally vilapanam, dissolution into water, into the fire. Then the three gunas fire, which is having three gunas, shabda, sparsha, rupa, you have to dissolve into its cause. Then agni becomes the karyam. Water is the karyam. It has to merge into its karanam, fire. Fire is also not absolute cause, it is also a karyam of vayu. So, fire has to merge into vayu, its cause, that is its cause. So, vayu has got two gunas, shabda, sparsha. Then, these two gunas, vayu, which is not really a cause, a relative cause it is, it has to merge into akasha. These are primary lessons, I need not tell, but just like that I am sharing. Vayu has to merge into Akasha. Akasha has got how many gunas? 5 or 6 or 7? Good. Only one guna, Shabda guna. So, Akasha is the cause for Vayu. Vayu is the cause for fire. Fire is the cause for waters. Water is the cause for earth. Like this you have to dissolve 5 gunas into 4, 4 into 3, 3 into 2, 2 into 1 akasha. Then eka guna akasha also, tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. This akasha is also sambhutaha. It is also a karyam. Karya has to merge into vilapanam, into its cause. What is that cause? Atma. Sanmula manvicha. Ange ponam. Moola karanam. Finally. Annamaya into pranamaya, pranamaya into manomaya, manomaya into vijnanamaya, vijnanamaya into anandamaya. Anandamaya also is a kosha ananda we should not take. Brahmapuccham pratishtha. There I have to take anando brahme divyajanat. Brahma iti vyajanat. May you understand that Atma is the final absolute cause, causeless cause. Kekarthika nanna erika swamini. Causeless cause, absolute cause, moola karanam. There is no further cause for it. There, that is the culmination. Who is that causeless cause? Mela keela paaka kudadu. Causeless cause. I, the consciousness, existence, principle, I am the causeless cause. Mandukya language, Turiya Atma Chaturthaha. That is the meaning of Vilapayet. See how much is there in one word, Vilapayet. Vilapayet where? Atmani. All Nama Rupa, once you take out, no Nama Rupa has got substantiality of its own. Every Nama, every Rupa. Whatever you see, it has got a Rupa. Whatever you see, it has got a Nama. Every Nama Rupa has to be understood as non-substantial. It doesn't have its own Satta. There is no pot without clay. There is no clay without earth. There is no earth without waters. There is no waters without fire. There is no fire without air. There is no air without space. There is no space without Atma. There is no Atma without... Atma alone is there. Atmani. Atmani means in one's own self. Into myself. Atmani. Who is that Atma? Sarvakarane Atmani. I am the cause of every Nama Rupa. Take out the Nama Rupa. The world is a word. You take out L. L in Tamil, L in Nathrimo. Bone. Whole world is standing upon L. It is a word. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam mrittika ityeva satyam. Therefore, care of Sadvidya, Chandogya Upanishad. Sarvakarani Atmani Vilapayet. This is called contemplation. After sitting in contemplation, you should not think something else. Okay, you must be thorough in Shastra, then you can do contemplation. Okay, very good. Nama Rupa Vilapanam. Karya Jagat merges into its cause. Its cause is what? Myself. Karya Rupa Jagat merges into its cause. Yeah, your body mind is also a Nama Rupa. It has to merge into yourself, the Karanam Atma. Aham Brahma Asmi. So Nama Rupa is Satyam or Mithya? Mithya. Pot is Satyam or Mithya? Mithya. Ornament is Satyam or Mithya? Mithya. Cloth is Satyam or Mithya? Mithya. Body is Satyam or Mithya? Mithya. Nalla varala. Mithya. Mind is Satyam or Mithya? Mithya. Why it is Mithya? Drushyatvat, Ghatavat. because it has a nama rupa form, it is experienceable, objectifiable, therefore it is mithya. Logic must be there behind. Otherwise, mithya, mithya, ante ennamo solraru swamini mithya, mithya. How it is mithya also, you must have that availability, that facility of that logic. It should be available immediately. How it is mithya? Drishyatvat, bhautikatvat, agama, payitvat, takatakataka, varana, apadiya. Vanda, it is tharo anartha. Mithyatva nischaya is that clear anartha. Then, who am I? Where I remain? Once nama, rupa, everything is merged. I remain as what? I remain as purna chidananda mayaha avatishtate. I remain as what? No? After jnanam, body, mind goes away means what? See, once this pot we have falsified. After falsifying the pot, clay alone is there. Pot remains or not? Pot for perception it remains. Carefully we have to note this point. Pot after falsifying its substantiality, it doesn't have substantiality of its own. Nama, rupa, mithya. After this knowledge, pot continues to exist or not? It exists. It is very much there in my hand. Similarly, after knowing I am Turiya Atma Brahman, Panchakoshas are mithya, after that also Panchakoshas remain. Okay? Amma bhayapadadungo. Amma, once I get jnana, body goes away. Yeah, nothing happens. Intact, apadiye, weight kuda korayadu. Weight also won't reduce. You are as it is. After mithyatva nischayam also, you remain as it is. How you remain? Purnaha. Complete. Sweet kodakattai madri. Purnam. Poli poli anna sir. Poli kudla enna irukum? Within poli, what is there? Sweet. Na. Like that, I am also purnaha. Like puri. Purnaha. Complete. Aham purnaha. I have to say, atma purnaha illa. Aham atma purnaha. Complete. Lacking nothing, I don't miss anything in this world. That is why anandamayaha, chidanandamayaha, chit eva anandam, chidanandam. I am of the nature of ananda, swarupam ananda, not vishayananda, not ananda born out of anything. My nature is ananda swarupam. Why you are so happy? Because of pongal. No. Pongal happiness is because of me, the Atma. Pongal happiness, Deepavani happiness, any happiness is a pratibimba ananda. Is a reflection of swarupa ananda. It is a reflection of bimba ananda. So, Atma is ananda swarupam. How to know? Every vishaya ananda is the proof for the existence of Bimbananda. What is the proof for original face? When you are looking at the 10 mirrors, 10 reflections, what is the proof for original face? Nanila example. You are looking at the 10 mirrors, 10 reflected faces. Can you doubt your original face? You cannot see your original face. Fortunately or unfortunately, we don't know. We can never see our original face. What is the proof you have original face? Tell me now. None of us look at our face. Ippadi pannitar parama bhagavan. Tadavi ippadi touch panni paakanume thavare, I can never see my face. You can never see your face. What is the proof you have face? You see the reflected face is the proof for original face. Idi chonna nanna puriyardi swamini. Happiness also like that only. Poli ananda, pongal ananda, that ananda is the proof for bimba ananda. Otherwise, where from that ananda comes? The reflected ananda, unobstructed power supply madri, unobstructed ananda supply. UAS, unobstructed ஆனந்தா சப்ளை கம்ஸ். ரசகுல்லா ஆனந்தா, குலாப் ஜாம் ஆனந்தா, பொங்கல் ஆனந்தா, போலி ஆனந்தா, சங்கராந்தி ஆனந்தா, தீபாவளி ஆனந்தா, வாட் நாட், எவ்ரி ஆனந்தா ஃபார் தட் மேட்டர் இஸ் அ ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன், எ கிளிம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஒரிஜினல் ஆனந்தா. யூ வாண்ட் ஒரிஜினல் ஆனந்தா ஆர் ஆயாராம் கயாராம் ஆனந்தா? ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் த ஆயாராம் கயாராம் ஆனந்தா, ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் ஒரிஜினல் ஆனந்தா. வாட் இஸ் தட் ஆனந்தா? சித் ஸ்வரூபம், கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். தட் இஸ் வை ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? சிதானந்த. மயஹ மீன்ஸ் நாட் விகாரார்த்தே மயட்டு, ஹியர் ஸ்வரூபார்த்தே. ஸ்வரூபார்த்தே மயட்டு, பூர்ண சிதானந்த மயஹ அவதிஷ்டதே, ரிமைன்ஸ் நவ் இன் திஸ் பாடி. டு சே ஐ ஆம் பூர்ண சிதானந்த, யூ ரிக்வயர் பாடி மைண்ட் ஆர் நாட்? டு கிளைம் ஐ ஆம் பூர்ண சிதானந்தா, டு கிளைம் யூ ரிக்வயர் மைண்ட். தட் விருத்தி ஷுட் கம் இன் த மைண்ட். மைண்ட் ஹேஸ் டு திங்க் அண்ட் தட் விருத்தி இட் ரிக்வயர்ஸ், மீன்ஸ் இட் ரிக்வயர் எ மீடியம். மைண்ட் கெனாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வித்தவுட் கிராஸ் பாடி. ஹார்ட் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், ஹார்ட் கெனாட் ஸ்டாண்ட் அலோன். Heart can be there when there is sthula shariram. So sthula shariram, within that heart, in that heart mind is required, in that mind thought comes, in chidabhasa is there, in that chidabhasa mind is, you recognize I am, I am, I am. That is purna chidanandamayaha avatishthate. Now avatishthate or not? So body is what I told you, plug point. You remember, it is a plug point, like electricity. Electricity can be recognized only in the plug point. Like that, mind is like a plug point. Mind can exist only in the gross body. Gross body, in that mind, heart, in that heart there is a mind, in that mind there is a chidabhasa, in that chidabhasa there is ahamkara vritti, in that ahamkara vritti there is aham. ஆத்மா பிரம்மா அகண்டாக்கார விருத்தி, யூ ஹாவ் டு காண்டெம்ப்ளேட். அஹம் பூர்ண சிதானந்த ஆத்மா, மனோபுத்தி அகங்கார சித்தானி நாஹம், நச்ச ஸ்ரோத்ர ஜிம்ஹே நச்ச க்ராண நேத்ரே சிதானந்த ரூப சிவோஹம் சிவோஹம். சிவா மீன்ஸ் நாட் லார்ட் சிவா, சிவா மீன்ஸ் மங்கள ஆஸ்பிஷத். சாந்தம் சிவம் அத்வைதம் சதுர்த்தம் மன்யந்தே ச ஆத்மா ச விக்னேய. ந வேத பாஹ்யம் நச்ச கிஞ்சிதாந்தரம். ஆஃப்டர் அபைடிங் இன் மை ஓன் நேச்சர், ந வேத பாஹ்யம். வேத மீன்ஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ எனி திங் அவுட் சைட். வென் ஐ எம் கான்டெம்ப்ளேட்டிங் இன் சமாதி அபியாச ரூப நிதி தியாசனம், ஐ No, only one. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. That mind is not entertaining any anatma nama rupa. Bahya prapancham, I do not know. My mind is not aware of the external world. My mind is only aware of me, the Atma Swarupam. Clear? ந வேத பாஹ்யம், பாஹ்ய பிரபஞ்சம் தெரியாது. வென் யூ ஆர் கான்டெம்ப்ளேட்டிங் பண்ணி பாருங்க ஒரு வாட்டி. பாவம் ராமர் சொன்னார் இல்லையோ, பட் ஜஸ்ட் ஃபார் ராமாசேக்கு அட்லீஸ்ட் வி கேன் டூ. நச்சே கிஞ்சித்து ஆந்தாரம், டூ ஐ நோ சம்திங் இன்சைடு அட்லீஸ்ட்? எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ, இன்டர்னல்னா ஈவன் இன்டர்னல் வாசனாஸ், மைண்ட், எனி அதர் தாட்ஸ், nothing I know. All vasanas are falsified, mind is falsified. What? Sanchita karma, agami karma, prarabdha karma, everything is falsified. Nothing inside also or outside also, there I am. Consciousness, existence, principle remain. Next shloka, shloka 48. பூர்வம் சமாதேரகிலம் விசிந்தயேத். பூர்வம் சமாதேரகிலம் விசிந்தயேத்.
ஓங்கார மாத்திரம் சச்சராச்சரம் ஜகத். ததேவ வாச்சம் பிரணவோ ஹி வாச்கஹ. விபாவ்யதே ஜ்ஞானவசான் நபோதத:ஹ.
அஜ்ஞானவசாத் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் அப்பியரிங் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அஜ்ஞானம். ஃபார் ஜ்ஞானி பிரம்மன் அலோன் அப்பியர்ஸ் வித் இன் இன்வெர்டட் காமாஸ். தெர் இஸ் நோ அப்பியரன்ஸ். ஜ்ஞானி சீஸ் எவ்ரி திங் ஆஸ் பிரம்மன். அஜ்ஞானி சீஸ் எவ்ரி திங் ஆஸ் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். அப்ரம்மன் ஹி சீஸ் நாமரூப பிரபஞ்ச. ஸோ ஜஸ்ட் ஷிஃப்டிங் ஒன் ஆ யூ ஹாவ் டு டிலீட் தட்ஸ் ஆல். அந்த டிலீட் பட்டன் அஜ்ஞான and upon that you click the delete button, that goes away. What remains? Jnanam. So the jnanam is that which helps you. Purvam samadhehe akhilam vichintayet. Before going to do this samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasanam, claiming aham brahmasmi, owning him up aham brahmasmi, you have to do certain things. Ellame negate neti 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 neti, otherwise they all come and sit in your mind. That's why naham 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 namrityur nashanka name jati bhedah na punyam na papam na saukhyam na dukham. The na 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 comes. In that Nirvana Shatkam, it is a beautiful Nididhyasana Shatkam, very nice. Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam you can do. Manobuddhyahankara Chittani Naham means don't think mind is there, buddhi is there, they are all, I am not. They are all mithya. In that Shatkam, there is a problem. If you take, I am not the mind, I am not the intellect, I am not panchabhutas, என்ன அர்த்தம்? அவங்களெல்லாம் அங்கே இருக்க நான் மாத்திரம் அது இல்லைன்னு சொன்ன மாதிரி ஆகிடும். அப்படி எடுத்துக்க கூடாது. They are all mithya. They are not me, என்ன அர்த்தம்? They are not there really. They are not there really. அப்படி புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். Dayananda Swamiji always says that chatkam you have to study carefully. Otherwise, na panchabhutas also I am not. Panchabhutas are false, mithya. Where is the question of second thing is not there to claim also. Where is to claiming the second thing? All are false. How can you claim? Which face is yours in reflected faces? Which face is yours? None of them. None of them is yours. Your face is only which is on the shoulders, not in the mirror. Like that, the whole entire world is Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari. It is like a city appearing in the mirror. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari. In the Darpana, one Nagaram is appearing. Whole Vishwam is appearing in the Brahman mirror like. It is only a reflection. Samadhehe akhilam vichintayet. May you think about everything before that pravilapanam omkara matram sacharacharam jagat. Before saying aham brahmasmi, what about this perceptive world, visible world, which is in front of me, I am perceiving. That is omkara matram, akara ukara makara, prathama matra dvitiya matra tritiya matra karya karana prapancha. I am karya karana vilakshana. So Mandukya Lord Rama reminds here. That we will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.